order the July 11th, 2013 Code Enforcement Board meeting. We'll begin with the invocation. Bow your head. Lord, we ask for your guidance in interpreting the cases brought before us this evening, and that upon the end of the meeting, that everybody arrive home safely. In your name we pray.
Amen.
Rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Ms. Latricia Wilson.
Here.
Ms. Marion Colley.
Here.
Mr. Jason Kreider.
Here.
And we have Bill Bakowitz.
Here.
And we have Donald Sparkman, Danielle Ruslaird. They are excused.
We have a quorum.
We have a quorum.
And we have a quorum.
Okay. You can please swear on the officers.
Swear the officers. Do you swear affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, and for the record, can you name the officers and attendants?
I apologize. For the record, Dan Baker, Raymond Furing, and Charles Rich, except for you.
Okay, housekeeping, if you have a cell phone, if you could please silence it or turn it off for the duration of the meeting. Thank you. And then, Chip, if we have somebody here that...
We do, and he is the first on the agenda.
That works out then.
If it pleases the board, good evening, board members. Charles Rich, with the City of Ocala, duly appointed Code Enforcement Manager. I'm certified by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement and certified in all four levels of training. I've been Code Enforcement Manager for more than 5 years and have 30 years of law enforcement experience. I'll be presenting cases this evening. I'm pleased to announce that we've worked this down from 20 cases to 4. So we usually start out at 20, hope we can get 5 off and bring 15, but it worked a little better this week. So
yeah, it's great.
Worse than the old days of 32 cases in one night. Been able to progress a little bit. It's also to your all's credit, because I think people know that you mean business. So.
Fantastic.
If it pleases the board, I'd go to the first case on the agenda this evening, CON 130736. We do have a representative by the respondent being here this evening, and that would be the City of Ocala and Officer Raymond Furing versus Alexis Noel Richard, a location of 1109 Northwest 2nd Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly, unsanitary matter. 34121, the definition of an abandoned vehicle. And 34122, abandoned or derelict vehicles requiring abatement. The parcel ID is 2842-004-007. Legal service was obtained on 5-17-2013 for the notice of violation and 6-1-2013 for the notice of hearing. Summary of findings that Officer Raymond Furing located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code. The respondents have failed to contact the officer despite his many attempts to have them bring the property into compliance. Additional investigation revealed that many vehicles are left upon the property without required Florida license plates, and that numerous auto parts are left all over the property as well. All attempts by Officer Furing to have the respondent remedy the violations have not been successful and the violations remain. If you direct your attention to the end of your presentation, we do have photographs of the current condition of the property and the reasons why we're here this evening. Staff has a recommendation to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495 and 34122, order them to 1. Cut and clean up their property, properly removing any junk and debris, and 2, remove all abandoned and or derelict vehicles from the property or get them properly registered and operational. 3, pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day, and the city to do the work utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. I would point out for the board's benefit that on page page 23, if there's a question, 22 and 23, if there's a question on what constitutes an abandoned or derelict vehicle, the definition is there as well as the actual code for y'all's information. I know we have a new board member, and I want to make sure you understand that we do include the code on each case in case you need to refer to it.
Okay.
If the board has any questions, Officer Furring is here, and I can also answer any questions. If not, we do have a respondent present.
Okay. Now, I'm seeing a license plate on the truck, and it looks like that tag's good through July of 2013. Mm-hmm. So are there other vehicles that don't have tags?
Remember, in the definition, the vehicle has to be properly registered, and the vehicle has to be operational. In this particular case, we put a copy of that registration in your case file under the inspector notes, I believe.
Is it under inspector notes?
That tag does not belong to that vehicle, according to the Florida Department of Highway Safety Motor Vehicles check that we ran. I don't see that included on here. So, therefore, that's a felony for the person who put that tag on there, is being tagged unassigned to that vehicle, but it's also a problem for us in that if the tag is not assigned to the vehicle, that does not constitute a registration, one, and two, the vehicle not only has to be registered, it has to be operational.
Okay. Does it also have to be within a structure?
The vehicle is not required to be within the structure. No, sir.
Okay. All right. Any other questions for the city?
No.
Okay. Is Alexis Noel Richard present? Sir, if you could come forward. And go ahead and be sworn in, please.
You can raise your right hand. You swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And if you could state your name and address for the record.
Noel Alexis, 1109 Northwest 2nd Street, Ocala.
Okay, sir, go ahead.
The vehicle in question here belongs to a neighbor, and he has since got the vehicle operated and moved the vehicle off of my property.
So you're talking about the truck?
The truck, yep.
Okay. All right, now the other vehicles on the property, are they licenses? Do they have
tags? They're licensed and registered.
Okay. All of them are? All of them are?
Yep.
So we just have
There's a Toyota there. I'm in the process of getting a tag plate. I have the insurance plate already. Just the Toyota needs that tag. I have the insurance.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sir, you said that the vehicle was removed. Did you call for a re-inspection on the property after you had the vehicle removed?
No, he been trying to work on the vehicle and get it moved, and he only moved it this week, and I know it's going to come here, so I just came here.
Have you noticed on your notice that says that you must call us for a re-inspection?
Call us for a re-inspection, yes.
Okay.
And he did that this week, and I was going to call him for a re-inspection after the meeting was so close. He was working it all the time. He just got it done. The code inspector came by, saw him working on it a couple of times, and knew that he was working on the vehicle to get it ready to move off of my property, and he has done that since then.
And then all of the other vehicles in there are properly registered?
All the
operational.
Other, except all the vehicles are operational. The only one is the Toyota in question. I have the insurance plate, and I'm going to get a tag plate. The only reason I don't have a tag plate this evening is because the registration was closed.
And the junk and debris that's on the property, the tires and the overgrown grass and all that, your contention tonight is that all that's been removed and cleaned up?
All that will be removed. I called the inspector.
It has been?
It hasn't been. I called the inspector a couple of times as far as the grass and stuff like that, and to point out the areas that need to be cleaned up and so forth. And he didn't point out, he talked about the truck. And I said, my neighbor is going to move the truck. Now, in the photos, if you go back to the photos, let's go back to the photos over here. I just want to be clear which areas they're talking about, because that's the difficulty with communication, and I don't have the photos of this.
These photos here?
Yes. Which areas that need really grass?
Well, we'll discuss that with you. We can discuss that with you after this.
And that seems to be one of the problems, because the first inspection, with this violation, he came out and talked about the front of my property. right? And there was the Toyota in the front of the property, and yes, I do admit, I hadn't used it for a while, and the tires went down, and I say, okay, well, I could understand that. And then he said the grass, so we cleared that out, and we think, I called him back, and then he said, oh, it's fine, everything is fine, and stuff. I thought that was the end of it. I put the Toyota in the back to work on it, in the back of the property. Then, apparently, he saw the Toyota in the back of the property, then he didn't close the case. He talked about the back of the property and the truck in the back of the property. I said, the truck is not mine, it's a neighbor truck. And I know every summer he gets the truck working, and it's a working truck, and he gets it running and everything. And I told him that. And so the case been going on for some time. And I certainly try to, if I'm in violation, try to come into violation. But again, you need to point out to me exactly which stuff you're talking about, which bush. I like my property, my property is fencing. I like to keep the grass on the fence.
Can I ask you another question?
Yes.
Why do you have all these vehicles on the property?
Well, some of them are my vehicles. I have a daughter becoming an age to drive a vehicle. I have one vehicle for her. I have a wife, that's one vehicle for wife. So I have a lot of relatives. I have a sister living with me. So we need about 3 or 4 vehicles. Yeah, we need about 3 or 4 vehicles just to cover the family.
Hey, Chip.
That's fine.
We're conducting Chip, business. All.
I don't know that it matters why he has them as long as he's within code. Yeah.
Well, that's going to go to important of my questioning to him is whether or not all of those vehicles are registered to him or not.
Okay.
That would be the next part, but I'll pass that.
Okay, so the one of them, so the truck was not yours. Are
the truck
all
was not mine. It was a neighbor, and every summer he works in it. It's a working truck. He has been working on it. The code violator officer passed a couple of times. He said, I'm working on the truck. You can see the truck was jacked up.
Right.
And he said, okay, keep working on the truck and get the truck ready. He just got it ready this week and we moved it off my property.
Okay. But the rest of the vehicles in these photos all belong to you?
Oh, the rest of the vehicles belong to me.
Okay.
And as I said, the only one the thing is the Toyota, and I have the insurance for that, and I'm going to get a tag in the morning for that.
Okay.
Right now, they have a question about vehicles and enclosed. According to the code, I don't know if somebody can explain this to me. If they're in an enclosed area, vehicles in an enclosed area, like if I took a vehicle off for some reason and wanted to have it in an enclosed area.
Yeah.
I can explain that from the city's viewpoint. If the vehicle is not operational, it should be in an enclosed area to be repaired and whatnot.
Okay.
In this situation, the vehicles are just parked all over the place. As long as they're operational and you can demonstrate that they're currently registered, we can do a reinspection within the 2-week time period and take care of that. There won't be any jeopardy on his part in that respect.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the junk and debris, you know, he's saying that no one will tell him what needs to be done. We've been working about 3 months here now, and I think it's a little disingenuous to come here tonight and say no one will. There's two ways in communication. So, I mean, if he wants to work with the officer when he got the notice, he could have contacted him. We could have pointed that out. Having said that, the code applies to when the violation occurred. The fact that he has cleaned it up tonight is certainly notable. We would need to go out and do a reinspection.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore,
I'd also ask if you can just tell him exactly what it is that he's...
Well, the grass needs to be cut down to below 12 inches in all areas of the property.
Okay.
All the junk and debris for the auto parts, the used tires, and all the other debris that's on the property needs to be cleaned up properly.
And I'm like seeing it looks like a seat from a vehicle or something like that, not by a barbecue grill or something like that. I think that probably is something that would need to be disposed of.
Now, if you're going to use the tire chips, the tires, and you have them sitting out in the yard, like that looks like that's under a carport or something, the tires, and they look reasonably well.
Refer to the officer for where all the tires are.
So is that considered junk?
If they're within the enclosed structure, I don't think there'd be any problem with the tires being there.
Yeah, from the picture, it looks like it's under the structure.
You know, the very last.
Yeah, it's right next to the house, where the brown car is back, and there's an old wash machine there.
Yes.
But it's on on cement under a cart. Looked like a car porch or something.
This is a little porch. It's a front of the house, actually. The last picture is a little porch where the washer or dryer, whatever it is, with the tires. And they're also in the backyard as well.
Okay. So it's a different area of tires, is what you're talking about. I got you. Okay.
It's a big property.
Okay.
Brandon, what about this trailer that's showing up over here? Is that in front of the property or the back of the property?
Well, that's the back.
It belongs to this gentleman's property.
But is it in the front or the back?
Back.
Okay, then it's okay.
He's not here talking about any
questions. Any questions on the board?
Okay, does the board have any questions from the respondent?
Do you think if you work with the code enforcement, you'll be able to get this done within the 14 days?
If they tell me exactly what I need to do, I mean, I can't just, if they tell me exactly what they want to do, tires, if they want the barbecue grills removed, I could get my neighbor to remove the barbecue grills. My neighbor uses the back of the yard. He has barbecues out there where his truck was parked, the pictures that you see with the barbecue. That's my neighbor uses that. He's a senior and I allow him to use the back there to have barbecues for his family and so forth. If there's a problem, I'll tell him to remove it. If they want the front tires, I just took those front tires off a car, and in front, if I gotta remove them, I'll remove them.
I think they just have to be in an enclosed structure.
Right.
Do you have a garage on the property? They have to be in an enclosed structure.
Yeah, we have a garage in the back. We have a carport in the back.
I think that kind of thing just needs to be moved to the garage is what he's looking for.
But that's what I need to know. If we need to put it back there in the enclosed structure in the back, I'll do that. Just let me know what I need to be done specifically.
But I think you can have a grill outside, can't you?
Yes.
Okay.
But the washer, dryer, and the two tires, those are on your front porch? Is that what you're saying? It's on an open front porch area?
That's where the front garage was.
So that probably needs to be moved underneath your carport in the backyard as well.
Well, you know, it depends. If this is operational stuff, it can't be out there unless it's properly plumbed. You can't run wash water out
right.
into the yard. If it's not operational stuff, then it constitutes junk and debris.
And it looks
if you can
like
get
a hose
enclosed,
is running
that's
into
fine.
It.
If it can't get it enclosed, then it should
well,
go.
Yeah.
That could just be your stuff on the hose on the top. You know, it's not hooked up. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't look like it's working to me. And it looks like it's just sitting out there. But
it's not hooked up or anything, but it is a good washer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's more about organization, being in the backyard, being under an enclosed thing, and just being a little aesthetic for
yeah.
your neighbor's appreciation and not to have an available of standing water to get into it
mm-hmm.
and to be
it's under a roof here, you can't see the
but it's in the front.
It's in the front and we can move it to the
which
back.
Which is an eyesore, yeah, to some people.
Yeah. It's not a problem to my neighbors. None of my neighbors complain about
it. But it's an eyesore to the city.
Okay.
Yes, see, that's...
So we can move it to the back, as you suggest, move it to the back under the shed area if you want.
Good start, yeah. Okay.
Any other questions for the respondent?
No, sounds like he's willing to work with the city.
Yeah. so I think what we need to do is, you know, after we decide what we're going to do here, you're going to have to contact the officer for a reinspection,
mm-hmm.
And then just work with him and see
just
what else he needs to do.
Point it out specifically where to do things, how to do things, then I could even put up a privacy fence in the back and stuff like that. It's not a problem if you're willing to work with me. We will be working on the truck. We got the truck done. We cleared the back there. Just tell me what needs to be done, and I'll do it as quick as I can.
Okay. Well, finishing the registration on the other vehicle is going to be required. But
and I have to point out, this is not the first case. This is a gentleman. There was a prior case this year about junk and debris.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me a while to bring this gentleman into compliance. Yes, he did. And I asked him also to remove all the derelict vehicles. I don't want to ride an extra in a week for that, and he promised me he did. He does. Well, unfortunately, we are here
mm-hmm.
because he does.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically an easy fix. Just this junk and debris and all the derelict vehicles. It's an easy fix that does not need any explanation or so.
No, that's what I'm saying is that
okay.
you don't
it's
need somebody
sense.
To hold your hand
okay.
to do that. We need to just have you understand that the items that have been mentioned need to be moved back around the back without
okay.
having somebody from our office holding your hand and telling you to do this or to do that. You need
okay.
to take your own initiative
mm-hmm.
and some common sense and just do that.
All right.
And
I, you know, that's the perception's part of it too, you know, what he perceives as being okay.
Yeah, that's
might
what I
be
mean,
the city's perception of
repeat.
That it's not. So the I think that the officer
I don't
needs
think that we have a problem in working with him.
Right. Just needs to be more specific with this gentleman.
90 days now, so
right.
We'll continue to work with him.
Okay. Yeah, just need to be a little more specific with this gentleman and what you're needing to bring into compliance. All right. So any other questions for the city?
Are we still saying at the time that that vehicle was derelict for the one that was being worked on by the neighbor?
The city's contention would be yes.
Really?
Until we've reinspected and determined that it's not and that the others are properly registered and tagged,
okay.
Which he needs to demonstrate to us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, the city's recommendation is to cut and clean. Did you read the
Yes, sir. You did? I read it at the record, but I'm more than willing to read it again if you'd like.
One more time.
Staff recommendation, we find a respondent guilty of violating the city code section 3495 and 34122, ordering to cut and clean up their property, properly removing any junk and debris, remove all abandoned and or derelict vehicles from the property, or get them properly registered and operational, and three, pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed within 14 days. Failing which, a fine of $25 per day, and the city to do work utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien, and after 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay, sir, can you get the registration on the final vehicle taken care of within 14 days? You were going to do it today, so.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so
yes.
You can do it within 14 days?
Yes.
Okay, and can you get the, with the officer and get the debris either removed or stored in another way so we can be in compliance within 14 days?
Yes, as we discussed today, sure, we can remove that washer plate in the back and remove the tires and plate in the back as discussed.
Okay. All right, seems we're in agreement somewhat. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for a motion.
So I move to accept staff recommendations.
I have a motion from Kyle to accept the staff recommendation. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a second from Jason. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Oh.
I didn't hear you saying that.
So. Did I?
Oh, okay. So it passes unanimous. So, sir, basically, I found you guilty of the violation. You've got 14 days to correct it. You are going to have to call in for reinspection to confirm that. And then cost is a case cost. That's going to have to be taken care of within 14 days. If it goes further than that, if it's not done, and then fines are going to start being assessed until it is done. So please get them done within 14 days.
I think I could work with the court officer once you point everything out, just like you did today. I think you could get it all done.
All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That'll take us to the next case on the agenda, C-113-0789. I'll point out for the record, we do not have representation in this case this evening. This is a case involving the City of Ocala and Officer Raymond Furring. The respondents being Sarju Duprate, I guess, D-R-U-P-A-T-T-I-E, Rahindra Gangadine, PNC Bank National Association.
Rajendra.
A location of 110 Northwest 28th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, violation of Section 3495. Weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly and sanitary matter in Section 34-141 through 145, property registration and maintenance requirements for properties in default. The parcel ID is 25173-000-00. Legal service was obtained on 5/21/2013 for the notice of violation, on 6/10/12/2013 for the notice of hearing. As part of the additional correspondence in this case, we've included the FDIC information and the less pendants filed by the bank. The summary of findings that Officer Raymond Furring responded to this location due to a neighbor's complaint and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure and Officer Furring added the bank to the case. All attempts by Officer Furring to have the respondent remedy the violations have not been successful and the violation remains. I would point out for the record that you do have photographs of the current condition of the property at the end of your presentation. Would also point out that the property is within 300 feet of additional structures causing the slum-like deterioration of the neighborhood. Of course, we want the bank to respond and take care of it. The summary of findings are to find the respondent guilty. The summary of findings at the bottom of page 2 of the presentation. Sorry, there is no one here. Usually you like to skip.
Yeah. On the pictures taken on July 2nd, so the front yard's mowed but the back's not. Is that what this is?
I would refer to the officer. I think that's what happened. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when that happens, it's because the neighbors are tired of looking at the front yard. So this doesn't look like the bank has taken care of it. They usually do a better job when they're involved. But
all right.
I'll make a motion. We accept staff recommendations.
Motion.
I'll second.
Second by Kyle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That'll bring us to page 3 of the agenda this evening. C-113-0795. The City of Ocala and Officer Raymond Furring versus Boyd Material Deduction Trust, care of Roy T. Boyd. I'm sorry?
Marital.
I apologize. Marital Deduction Trust.
Oh, one of those is...
That's a new one. The location is 1138 Northwest 27th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 3495. The parcel ID is 21865-001-00. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. We'll point out that we do not have representation in this case this evening for the record. And we've included as part of your presentation evidence of the current condition of the property and photographs at the end of your presentation. The summary of findings that Officer Raymond Furring located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation by Officer Furring revealed the respondents have not taken care to correct the action or remedy the violations. All attempts by Officer Furring to have the respondent remedy the violations have not been successful and the violation remains. Staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation. Officer Furring is prepared to answer any questions you may have.
I make a motion. We accept staff recommendations.
Second.
Motion by Tricia. Second by Jason. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Pass unanimous.
Just as a point of curiosity, what is a marital deduction?
Is
that a legal term?
No, it's a. This is Thad Boyd.
Yeah.
And it's a trust, and his father went from Mark III, set up a number of trusts. This is one of them.
Marital deduction.
Mm-hmm. And the lawyer just named it. You can name a trust.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was a legal term.
He named the marital deduction trust probably because of some
yes.
tax deduction you get for whatever. But I'm surprised Thad or Joe Krim haven't shown up on this. So.
Yeah. But, he's usually pretty good.
Yeah.
That'll bring us to the last case on the agenda this evening, CON 1308020. A case involving the City of Ocala and Officer Raymond Furring versus Michael and Angela Peters and Senlar FSB, a location of 2533 Northwest 1st Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. This had other violations. Everything's been cleared up except for the registration at this point. Violation of Section 34141 through 145, property registration and maintenance requirements for properties in default. The parcel ID is 25222-000-00. Legal service has been obtained as indicated on page 2 as well as posting. As part of the additional correspondence, we've included a copy of the FDIC information and the copy of the lease pendants. The summary of findings that Officer Furring located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code is stated. Additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure and Officer Furring added the bank to the case. All attempts by Officer Furring to have the respondent remedy all violations have not been successful, and the violations remain. As part of this presentation, we've included photographs of the current condition of the property at the end of your presentation. Officer Furring is prepared to answer any questions you may have.
Did anyone call Susan Williams?
I'm sorry?
Did anyone call Susan Williams?
She's got her sign up.
It seems to me that she usually will take care of things as well, too, mm-hmm. if she still has an interest in this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know that that's not an old notice that
It looks like it's home steps. Isn't that the federal government?
I'm sorry, sir?
I see home steps in the top left of the Susan Williams sign. Isn't that, is the federal government over there?
Well, yeah. For us, it's Senlar FSB.
Yeah, that's a.
That's government. What we found mm-hmm. is the most recent one. I
make a motion we accept staff recommendation.
We have a motion from Latricia.
I second.
Second from Kyle. All in favor?
Aye.
Pass unanimous.
That'll bring us to old business. We'd like to run the cases as a consent agenda item. The items are there for non-compliance. This will be in a Massey hearing. The items listed on the agenda, I can certify to you, are non-compliant and that a affidavit of non-compliance has been added to their case. Prepared to answer any questions you may have.
Motion to accept staff recommendation.
We have a motion from Jason to accept. We have a second.
A second.
Second from Latricia. All in favor?
Aye.
Having said that, staff would respectfully request a motion to accept all evidence, testimony, and presentation from the record this evening.
Motion to accept evidence.
Make a motion.
By accept Jason.
Evidence.
Oh, we didn't. Okay, we'll do that here in a second. We have a motion.
Second.
Second by Latricia. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We didn't address the minutes from the last meeting.
I was hoping that I was the only one that...
I saw that.
Because I know you were asking me to get everybody sworn in, but I was waiting for the minutes.
Right, I forgot.
That's all right.
Mm-hmm. I saw you had a check by it, so I was like, well, maybe I missed it.
Do we have a motion to accept the minutes from the last month's meeting?
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Kyle.
Second.
Second by Jason. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Pass it.
That's all the city has for you this evening. We really appreciate you. 31 minutes.
All right, thank you very much. Any other discussion?
Is there someone here wants to address the board?
Just observing.
All right, thank you.
All right, meeting adjourned.
Thanks, Dan.
You gotta show your postal lady, hey, quit taking my stuff.
And still didn't get it.
That's
so sad.
You need to do
the officers that they're dealing with.
Yeah, on the minutes.
Just 6 to 9 our office, and then she dealt with
Jason and Kyle.
The officer. I'm just saying.
Jason beat Latricia.
I never saw the minutes. So I couldn't really make a motion on it.
But I got all that stuff. I just
thank you.
You signed Massey's.
Thank you.
This one was a
bulldog today.
I'm telling you. We'll round up the babies.
Doing a
peanut
butter.
Are you?
She took out money around
the
team.
And then they
looked like
it was
that's my gosh,
Joe.
Yeah. And mama's taking hard, too.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. Yeah, I know.
Good.
Yeah.
So I said,
bikini baby.
He's already, and he says, but your age, you're
going
to have a visa slip 40 years old on TV. Mm-hmm. He says, you're going to need to do one.
Right. That's
and
cool.
And then you'll be there. But I feel.
So good. A lot of my friends are starting to do that one.
And it just clicked. It's just 3 months, and I just stayed at this plateau weight. Because I quit smoking, and I gained 10 pounds, and I got back down to like 182. And I just kept staying there. I didn't know what I was doing. And then all of a sudden it just
happened.
Clicked. And it just happened. And I waited at 137.
Whoa! That's my left thigh, girl. That's my left thigh.
But everything got bigger. It's weird. My waist went from 25 inches, because I've always had a small waist, to 27 and a half inches.
Yeah.
Because I had four for the first time in my life.
Right.
Because I thought, that's kind of gross. I mean, I'm sitting down and I'm feeling skin now. And he's like, that's not my
muscle.
That's
not skin, Kyle. That's muscle
under there. Because when I used the model, it was so... Stick
your butt out.
Because it used to look like it's, right. You know, know, there was a lot of and it looks like their nails hitting their spine.
Mm-hmm. Is this still on?
Mine was always like that.
So anyways, that's what's going on.
No, you don't turn that off. You leave that alone.